Greetings and salutations. It's me, your favorite little kitty cat. And I am slightly annoyed on Sunday morning, April 12th. Today, something strange happened. I've been redoing the pictures in the house, throughout the house, and enlarging, making some 8x10s of Pukis. And I procrastinate terrible. So I'm even getting pictures from my trip to England and making copies and, you know, replacing old photos and frames on the walls. Anyway, today I was watching TV, I was watching the news, and my beloved was in the kitchen fixing breakfast, and we heard this thud noise, and it sounded like it was on the back porch, and he said, oh, it sounded like it was in the living room where you were at, and I was like, no. We couldn't figure out what fell. Well, we closed the basement door, well, moved it, and one of the pictures that I had had in the hallway, the small hallway, one of the pictures I put up last week had fallen off the wall, and it was a picture of Pukis, and the glass didn't break, it just fell off. The odd thing about it was it's in a row of seven or eight pictures, the 4x6s that I have in the narrow little space of the border between the wall and the door frame. And, wow, everything seems to be falling today. It's really just weird. And I had joked with my, I sent a text to my three children and my mother saying, you know, explaining the story and the superstition that when a picture falls off the wall, supposedly somebody's going to die. Well, it's a superstition. So my mother decides to text me right away, God forbid. And I'm thinking, why do people say that, God forbid, to forbid the action of someone dying? Okay, that's one. And because I guess the devil is the one that does the whole death thing, right? And the Grim Reaper? And then my mother texts me without the group text, and she says, do you want this? And I'm like, do I want what? Someone to die? People die all the time. I said, don't you remember that superstition? And she's like, do you believe this? Do you want this to happen? Do I believe it? No, it was just a thing I said. And to me, it's funny in the sense I was raised by my grandparents, not her parents, but my father's. And she moved to another state. So when I talk about when I was raised and how I was raised, she gets very defensive and upset. So, it goes back to the dysfunctional part of families. Anyway, that's another point, you know, too, that is aggravating, that my mind is reeling on. And I said, weren't you, you know, she was raised by her grandparents, that were like as old as Methuselah. They were in their 90s, I think. And they tried to leave a lot of stuff out. She wasn't taught to speak Spanish very well. She wasn't taught how to read and write it. And I was brought up a little different, more in the Hispanic culture. But anyway, she said that, you know, I'm speaking it into existence. And I said that it's an old superstition. It's a, you know, it's just a silly superstition. And I remember asking a question on Friday the 13th for February about, do you believe in superstition? And 90% of the people that I listened to did not believe in superstitions. They're just, I don't know, ways of explaining stuff that happens. Someone died. Oh, because something really weird happened today. A picture fell off the wall. It must mean something. So we'll connect the two. You know, back in the day, in the times, isn't that how we got stories of mythology and how the earth was created and because you had to have something to explain to the little children who asked, why is the sky blue? Why are the roses red? Why? Why do bees fly from point A to point B? Why do the butterflies, monarch butterflies, fly halfway across the world to, you know, why? So parents had to come up with these stories to explain why. You know, to me, that's what I'm thinking. But I told her in the text, I said, any Christian that believes in their afterlife and they you know, bought their membership pass onto Jesus Christ train. And I don't mean to be sarcastic, but it's just how I view it. Should be ready, always ready, because when they, Christians I've been spoken to in the past, they try to convert and they say, you know, do you know where you're going to spend eternity? That was always the spiel that I remember getting. How are you going to spend eternity? Do you know? And I can prevent you from going to hell by saying this prayer, blah, blah, blah. And I told my mother that if you truly believe and you're a Christian, you're going to be ready to go with ticket in hand and saying, I'm going home. I'm going back to my father's house. You know, the prodigal child returns, so to speak. You know, I know that's out of text, but or out of context, but you're returning home and you should be thankful and happy and ready to go. And she said, oh, God forbid. Why? Why do you want to stay here when knowing as a Christian that you're going to go spend someplace where you belong, where that's your belief system? You know what I'm saying? And I don't understand why people are afraid to die, especially if they know where they're going to go in the aftermath. Are we that earthly and that selfish to want to stay here and see, you know, our children grow up? Well, honey, I did the best I could. I'm sorry, but I got to go because I'll see you in the next life kind of thing. I don't know. And the whole thing then I thought of too is she's like, do you want this? Do you believe in this? Why are you even humoring the thought, first of all? Because if you didn't believe in superstition, you would have no problem with it whatsoever. It's her just rambling on, whatever, blah, don't mean nothing. Why even send me a text to say, is this what you want? Do you want somebody to die? Oh, God forbid. Oh, how could you think such a thing? I could just hear her just in her apartment stewing, just... My daughter, oh my God, she's lost. And instead of getting down on her hands and knees and lighting a candle and saying the rosary and the act of contrition and hit five Hail Mary, oh no, that's, I think, what do you do when you, after confession? No, well, just kidding, being sarcastic. But instead of, you know, coming at it a different way, she makes me angry, irritated. And I just meant it as something funny, as, you know, hey, because I tell my kids, you know, that it's a silly superstition. It's, you know, because everybody knows the popular ones. Oh, don't walk under a ladder, don't open an umbrella in the house, and, you know, broken mirrors and black cats. But you don't know the often beaten path ones. And... So, thanks for listening to me vent about dysfunction, spirituality, faith, and superstitions on a Sunday, no less. And now I'm going to continue cleaning my bedroom. Later, news people.